Snow White Must Die by Nelly Neuhaus. Translated by Stephen T. Murray. Narrated by Robert Fass. Prologue. The rusty iron staircase leading downstairs was narrow and steep. He felt along the wall for the light switch, and seconds later the 25-watt bulb illuminated the space with a dim light. The heavy iron door opened without a sound. He oiled the hinges regularly so they wouldn't squeak and wake her up when he came to visit. Warm air, mixed with the sweetest scent of wilting flowers, rose to meet him. Carefully, he closed the door behind him, turned on the light, and paused for a moment. The large room, about 30 feet long by 15 feet wide, was simply furnished, but she seemed to feel comfortable here. He went over to the stereo and punched the play button. The raucous voice of Bryan Adams filled the room. He didn't much care for this music, but she loved the Canadian singer, and he usually took her preferences into consideration. As long as he had to keep her hidden, she shouldn't lack for anything. As usual, she said nothing. She never talked to him, never answered his questions, but that didn't bother him. He moved aside the folding screen that discreetly divided the room. There she lay, motionless and lovely on the narrow bed, her hands folded on her stomach, her long hair spread out like a black fan around her head. Beside the bed stood her shoes, and on the nightstand, a bouquet of wilted lilies in a glass vase.